Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. This next segment, Fun from the Couch, we're going to have a good time. I promise you. Give you some good ideas about what to watch and consume. Plus, we'll have ML CrossFit and Red Zone owner Mike Lambden with us, part of our building support. Next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. Oh, boy. From the couch, fun from the couch. I don't even know where we want to start.
Well, I added a whole bunch of new stuff this morning already, so we can hop into quite a bit of it.
Let's start with Tiger King.
All right. This is the it show right now. This is craziness.
I have some theories about that.
Okay.
And I think part of it is there is a whole sort of frightened or anxious or uncertain we are, there's a thing about humans where you can watch somebody else's mother love in the Traveling Freak Show and go, at least I'm not them.
That is a perfect analogy because every situation that we have, we look to measure against, yeah, but I'm quarantining, but they're out there, you know, like we always, yeah, but.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's that. So I watched 5 episodes and quit.
Out of how many? 10?
No, I think there's 7 or 8.
Oh, wow.
Because it quit being entertainment for me when someone committed suicide.
Oh.
And I'm not going to give any spoilers, but I mean, at what point, because there's absolutely no one to root for in this documentary. No one to root for, other than maybe the big cats.
Oh, I don't like that.
And Lindsay and I both looked at each other and said, all right, this quit being voyeuristic fun. When you start talking about, there's all these dynamics. I mean, these people are not good people. They may be, some of them may be charismatic. Some of them may grab your interest in this weird, I'm a gay, gun-toting, mullet-wearing, big cat-owning, animal print-wearing. By the way, the animal print-wearing, I would like to tell everyone I bought the pair of Nikes way before anybody knew about this documentary. And now I feel like I can't wear them. And if you're going to wear animal prints, do not mix and match.
Oh, yeah, that's bad news.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize so much animal print stuff existed until watching this show. Now, it's a true story. I think people are sitting at home. It lights up Netflix. Everybody's talking about it. I just thought after a while, this is too bad. I mean, too many preying on people and these cats and, you know, I don't want to get into, I don't want to, if you want it and like it, you know, knock yourself out.
I think I can pass.
I wish I had. Mm-hmm. I'd like those 4.5 hours back.
Wow. Okay.
So, I don't need other people's suffering to feed my entertainment.
That's right.
Jones. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or I can watch a fictional version of that. These are real people. Yeah. And gets uglier and uglier, keeps getting uglier and uglier. I stopped at the suicide. Okay. That's just me.
Okay. Well,
so you do whatever. I mean, I wouldn't tell anybody else not to watch it. I'm just saying I got to a point where this is me. This is sort of pornographic feeling of like, you know, off other people's tragedy, yeah, to be entertained because they got larger than life personalities and these poor cats. I mean, you know, you think about, I don't know. It's just, that's me. Let's move on though. Cause if you find it entertaining, I'm not judging anyone. I got to draw my own lines.
Well, here I've got a nice one. We can just flip it all around. So John Krasinski, who was on The Office. He was, his name is eluding me, and I've seen every episode 50 times. Pam and, oh my goodness, what is his name?
I don't even know what you're talking
John
about.
John Krasinski, the star of The Office.
Okay.
He has he's also the director of A Quiet Place and has put together a pretty nice career as an actor. He started a new segment called some good news. It's on YouTube. Steve Carell's his first guest. He's treating it like he's sitting at an anchor desk and he's reading good stories that people have tweeted, much like Now Decatur. So if you're looking for some uplifting stories every day, avoiding a lot of this negativity, John Krasinski on
all right. YouTube. First of all, start by saying he is starring as Jack Ryan in the Tom Clancy Amazon. I mean, that's the most recent thing. Before that was the Benghazi movie that he started. Going back 10, 12.
The Office is who he is. And his name eluding me is just because I'm a little sleepy.
That's okay. That's our job's to be awake, Nick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
get you some
I know.
Caffeine. Start consuming that product you work for.
That's right.
All right.
So that's a good one.
Okay, so that's a good one. I will tell you, as I was looking, a sad little bit of entertainment news.
Okay.
This coming Friday will be the series finale of Hawaii Five-0.
Oh, yeah. We're going to start seeing quite a few of
those.
That's already a big one for you.
That was already planned, though. That series was a powerhouse CBS show for 10 years. Hard to believe that show has been on 10 years. I didn't go to it from the beginning. I went to it on Netflix like 3, 4, 5 years into it, right? Because we were going to Hawaii, and I thought, I'll give this a shot. If nothing else, I'll enjoy the scenery, and I really like it.
Oh, okay. Well, this would be a good one that you could consume for the next month or
so. And I don't know what they're going to do. They're really building. No. I'm all the way through. This is the final.
I'm saying for those that are out there.
Oh, yeah.
From the couch.
10 years, and you know you're going to get an ending.
Mm-hmm.
You got 8 years invested, and they pull the plug and leave all the plot holes hanging. You're going to get a finality. This, and I don't know what that's going to be. I saw a real kind of tearjerker sort of trailer for it. I don't know if it's tragic, but anyway, Friday is the series finale of Hawaii Five-0.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of clips,
mm-hmm.
Did you get the Top Gun?
Yes, I've seen that.
Okay, I had not. It's like I'd seen the trailer,
mm-hmm.
but this is like a 7-minute long video that shows how they, at the end, there's a trailer, and then they go how they shot all these scenes. No CGI. Everything is shot real time, like literally with five cameras in a cockpit, like with the actors in the cockpit actually doing the stuff. So the aerial scenes you're seeing in this are they're stunning.
Oh yeah. This trailer made some news at the Super Bowl because they filmed it vertically. You could see it like, cause they aired it on cell phones. People are using their phones, holding them up and down instead of left and right. And that was the big news of that. But what fans started to look at that and say, well, if they did this vertically, what's on the left and right of it? And this trailer shows you all of that. What's on the left, what's on the right, what's up and down. And it gives you a different appreciation for this movie coming out, the Top Gun 2. Whereas the first one felt like I liked it, but it was like generic action movie. This one feels like I'm going to really get the thrills of it.
I just need some of this in my life.
Yes. Yes.
I need Hawaii Five-0. I need some just pulp. Mm-hmm. I mean, stuff that's just not going to change anybody's world, but I just want to see cool stuff go fast. And kudos to Tom Cruise and that entire, because they're literally, and he talks in this video about how you can't act. I mean, your face is doing what it's doing. You're grunting. I remember one time that we had the air show, 50th air show out at the airport, go back to 1996, and I did a dog fighting thing with Steve Michaels, who was like part of the Steve and Joey show on Y103 100 years ago. And so he was up in one plane and I was up in another, and we had a pilot with us, and you had to, and these were these tiny little, like what they started in before they move on to the jets, like mm-hmm. these little Italian planes. But you would pull G's and you had to like a flight suit and all that. And then they would, if you got shot, you had to like roll over. I mean, it had like, you know, it was fun. Although Steve Michaels puked everywhere and then like he didn't have a voice for a week. But I managed to make it out of it okay. But they tell you to grunt, like you have to push your blood down mm-hmm. into your stomach because it goes to your head.
Yeah, everything else is coming up.
And you see these little stars, and that's pulling like, you know, several G's less than what they're pulling, you know, in this stuff. So I kind of have a little bit of an understanding of what it feels like,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty intense.
Yeah, 7 minutes of fun from the couch there. Check it out, legitimately.
Yeah.
And if you want
to, and then trying to act in the middle of that, because yeah. he's got to act like he's the one flying the jet.
Right. And has to know his lines and hold it together. Tom Cruise probably okay in that because he's been on the Burj Dubai. He's done all these crazy different things. And some of those other actors, maybe not so much.
Yeah. But he also gets into trouble every once in a while when he compares himself to a real.
Yeah.
I know him and Mark Wahlberg got into a famous spat over that.
Right.
By the way, I think if you had to put the two of them together in a fight, I'd take Mark Wahlberg. So that is there. We also have, and that's just a trailer of what's to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also on your list of things to come, April 17th and April 12th are two dates you need to be looking at. Killing Eve comes back on April 12th. And on April 17th, right, as we now know, we're this stay-at-home thing isn't going to end, you know, with the original date. It's not official yet, but I think we can all see the writing on the wall, right? So you're going to need some things to look forward in your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So April 12th, the new season of Killing Eve. If you have not watched that show, I do not know what you are waiting for. It is the funniest, serious, oh my God, kind of that's on TV, period. It's fantastic. Two female protagonists. One's a paid assassin. The other one works for MI6. Great acting. Like tons of Emmy Awards. I mean, it's written from a female perspective. It's just entertaining as all get out. April 17th is the sixth season of Bosch. And if you are not familiar with Bosch, it's on Amazon Prime. And I'm not sure. I think Killing Eve is on BBC America first.
Yeah, I think
or is
so.
It on? No, I think it's on. It's they've got a partnership with one of the I'll figure the AMC. I think.
Okay.
I'll find that out and let you know. But Amazon Prime, there is six seasons of Bosch.
Right.
These are based on Michael Connelly novels about an LA detective named Bosch who was like a Gulf War veteran, comes back to become a cop. This is the homicide. This is the real procedural. Kind of noir, cop, LA, great characters. It's fantastic. A little bit of a slow start. Not a slow start, but it's a slow builder.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Titus Weller, whatever that guy's name is? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, a very recognizable guy.
He plays Harry Bosch.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, it's just in a detective genre, it's just unique and it's really, really good. And season six comes out April 17th. That's also, it all comes out at once so you can binge a little. I think there's six or eight episodes a season. It's not as long a season, but you can take the time now to catch up.
That's right. A lot of people are forgetting about some of the shows on Amazon Prime. There's some really good ones.
I found a brand new one. Brand new one. You can watch this now, Bosch later, or you can do both. There is a show called 000 that I'm going to tell you about on the other side of the break. By the way, you can go to Nauticator.com. Nick's updating our list, Fun from the Couch, every single day. So there's all the links of everything we talk about and more. But I'll tell you about the 000 when we get back on the other side of the break. Plus, we have gift certificates to give away, courtesy of First Mid. We've got our everyday hero with Brink Otter, Realtors and BrinkOtter.com. And we'll talk to Mike Lambden as part of our building support for our local businesses with the Romano Company. Mike is the owner of Red Zone and ML CrossFit, one of those places, you know, really impacted by this. And yeah, they're doing like daily wads and stuff people can do on their own, but we're going to do everything we can to give as much information possible about these places and how we can help. And once life gets back to the new normal, how you can get back in and what you can do from home. Read a story about a couple in Dubai, an Australian couple. They ran a marathon on their balcony this weekend and they did it all live streaming. A marathon.
Wow.
On a 22-foot balcony.
Oh, man.
It was like 2,800 and some laps. All right, we've got to take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 60, and tonight increasing clouds and a low of 37. For your Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 46. For Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 44 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:20, and this look at your weather is brought to you by CHELP. We listen, we care, we help.
Seniors that have consistent home care report greater fulfillment and less loneliness. CHELP can help seniors remain independent and in their homes as long as possible. CHELP provides affordable, experienced, and professional home care services from friendly trained staff. Services that include cleaning, shopping, being a companion, and giving personal care in the client's home. Services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For scheduling and rates, call the CHELP office at 422-9888 or visit CHELP online at CHELPIL.org. Millikan University has been named one of the most desired schools of the last decade by Lind.edu. What is it that puts Millikan at the top of the list for so many students? Maybe it's the outstanding graduate success rate or the option to choose from over 50 academic programs. Maybe it's the chance to get involved with more than 90 student organizations and 23 athletic teams. Students are choosing to make it Millikan now more than ever before, as Millikan recently welcomed the largest number of new traditional students in university history. Be a part of the difference. Learn more at Millikan.edu.
Every day, Ameren Illinois works to deliver reliable energy throughout the state to on-the-go families, new parents, in-the-know grandparents, busy students, night owls, weekend warriors, and more. But did you know we also have options to help manage and track your energy, like paperless billing, outage notifications, pick a due date, and so much more. So no matter who you are or how you use your energy, there's an option that's right for you. Learn more at AmerenIllinois.com/options.
You can't plant if your tractor battery can't start. Before you start spring planting, make sure your tractor and planter battery is ready for the job. I'm Laurie from Rex Battery. If you have battery issues, stop on by. We'll test your old battery, clean the terminals, and of course, replace it if needed, often for less than you'll pay someplace else. Batteries large or small for your tractor, planting monitor, or flashlight, it's what we do at Rex Battery. Midwestern farmers also turn to us for on-site starter and alternator rebuilding. Whether your equipment is large or small, we can get it up and running fast. You can't afford downtime, and Rex Battery will make sure your equipment is ready when you are. Visit us, 1330 East El Dorado in Decatur, for reliable first-line batteries. Keep your life running with replacement batteries, alternators, starters, large or small, from Rex Battery.
Rex with a double.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur with all of your, well, entertainment, information, news, everything you can possibly need right now. 000. I saw this on Amazon. I was looking for... Oddly enough, I was out there trying to find Dangerous Days, the making of Blade Runner, which is a documentary that I've never seen, and you can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, it's tough to find.
I can buy a Blu-ray.
I've seen it, but it's been a while.
I don't know what I was looking for. Anyway, I got into Prime, and I go, oh, 000. This is interesting. What is this? And it is the story of a large shipment of cocaine, right? It connects three countries and three sets of people in Italy, Mexico, and New Orleans. A family that has a shipping business that's got involved in the drug cartels, the cartels in Mexico who have the drugs, and the family, the mob family in Italy that's building it. And then it ties it all together in a very interesting timeline. Like they go back and forth in time quite a bit, like sequencing, mm-hmm. like something will happen. And then they'll tell you why it happened.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, it's like an interesting device. Mm-hmm. It's also one of those sort of slow builders. Gabriel Byrne is in this, among others. And it is really good. So you get like both the narcos, the cartels, and the cops, and then some of the dirty cops, and you get all these individual stories, and then the political drama with the Italian mob and these families, and then this own shipping family that got into this sort of cocaine business because they were making an insane amount of money. And it's like the dad and the son and the daughter. And there's all these sort of stories that they weave over like three countries over one shipment of cocaine.
Oh, that's crazy. That sounds really good.
8 episodes. Really good. And sometimes the slow builders are, you know, you just got to like go, all right, not everything can be Tiger King. You got to like, I mean, they're actually taking their time. They're painting a masterpiece.
Right. That's how I felt about Chernobyl. I felt Chernobyl was excellent, but you're like, okay, it's a little slow. It's a little slow. But when you get up from it, when it's all done, you're like, man, that was really comprehensive and really, really good story. So I'll give it a shot.
It's really good. Now, I look forward to today because last night, you know, you have like Westworld and you've got Showtime's Homeland, all this stuff that records on Sunday night. There's too much to watch on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I wish they would spread the stuff out a little bit to like Tuesday and Wednesday.
You're going to probably start seeing that, I would imagine, because the new normal, people are fighting over different dates. You know, we saw it in the sports world. We've seen it at theaters for years. People are going to start staking the claim as we now maybe distance for a little while. It might make sense. Well, beef up that Tuesday lineup.
I don't know what they're going to necessarily beef it up with is the problem, right? Because that pipeline is soon going to dry up.
That's right.
And then I don't know what happens after that. Nick and I are going to give you everything we can to entertain you and ideas of things you can do. Do we have anything else from the couch that we need to list? I know I didn't go through all your stuff.
Oh, there's Brian, there's like 20 different things.
Things, you mean?
Yeah, and I need to correct myself. Jim and Pam are the characters on The Office, so I'm sorry for all you that I made lose your mind. You can get on the roller coaster for Harry Potter. If you've never done it, you can virtually do it.
Which
now.
One? The wooden roller coaster?
No, the...
The ride itself?
Yeah, the Forbidden Journey. I don't know which one that is. I don't think it's...
It's the one where your legs dangle, but you're like in a seat, but it's indoors, I think.
Yeah, well, that one's Gringotts, the Escape from Gringotts. I've done that one. I was misled because I don't like roller coasters.
Well, that wasn't really a roller coaster.
No, but there's a drop in it that I do not like drops. I can help you get started in iRacing now. If you want to be like the NASCAR guys, everything you need to do, NASCAR's put together a guide for you.
Okay.
And then, if you want to, do some reading and you like comic books, a really famous comic book writer, Brian Michael Bendis, he, has created his list of stuck at home comic book reading, most of which are available digitally.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we can teach you some drawing lessons, plenty to learn how to draw, down in our arts, craft, and learning section. So, I mean, there's dozens and dozens of things there with more coming this afternoon.
Okay, so just go to Fun from the Couch, the section on nauticator.com, and you'll get links to all this. I think this is the ride that I was talking about, because you go inside and it's dark.
Okay.
Yeah, that was fun. We took Little Man when he was there, when he was, like, actually Little Man, because he was a Harry Potter freak.
Yeah.
Got to have the butterbeer, go on the ride. We took him on the wooden roller coaster, and he cried like a baby. And there was like a 10-year-old girl sitting behind him looking at him. And so we gave him like endless grief. I mean, it was kind of a roller coaster made for kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be too much for me. They get a little too spicy for my tummy.
It's wooden? It's like an old-fashioned sort of roller coaster? Oh, he hated it.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of the ups and downs. It's the pit in your stomach I want nothing to do with.
Really?
Nothing. Zero.
I'm not. Lindsay absolutely loves them.
Okay.
I mean, like the higher, the crazier, the bigger, the drop, the whatever. She can't get enough. Like they get that Incredible Hulk one there. Mm-hmm. I mean, she loved that. I'm like, nah. I can handle the kids' Harry Potter wooden roller coaster.
Oh,
I can handle that.
I stand over there on the railing and wave as people go by.
Yeah, you got that too. Listen, no judgment.